I'm Brandon Isle with BYU Idaho Radio, and joining me in the studio is Gina Miller. She is the Children's and Young Adult Programming Librarian at the Madison Library District. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me today.
I have you in here today because this week is National Library Week, and what a great time to have it as the school year is kind of winding up in the next month or two and kind of getting kids ready to think about reading during the summer and things. But how are you celebrating this week, and why is there even a National Library Week?
Well, traditionally at Madison Library District for National Library Week, we have a contest. Before, we have done a Peeps contest, a Peeps diorama contest, which has always been very, very popular. But since National Library Week happened later this year, after Easter, we figured all of the Peeps would be gone in the stores. So we had to come up with a different idea. So our contest this year is a Book Nook contest. And all of the entries were due today, but a Book Nook is kind of like a miniature scene that can fit on a bookshelf.
Okay. So almost like a diorama or something?
Correct. So it is like the size of a book and is as tall as a book, maybe a little bit wider. And it's a small, teeny diorama that you can put on a bookshelf in between the books. It's really cool. Quite amazing.
Have you seen any of the entries?
I have only seen a few. So yeah. I came up here before I could look at all of them.
That's okay. So contest is over, but those will be on display, I assume, in the library.
They will be on display. And we might get to keep some of them and keep them for summer reading this year because we asked them to do scenes that were an adventure that they would like to partake in. So perhaps maybe it was an imaginary adventure or some place that they might like to visit. So I'm excited to see what the participants came up with and what the entries are. But yeah. Yes, you can see those in our display in the lobby as you walk into the library.
Yeah, awesome. Can't wait to see those. So why is National Library Week this week in April?
Well, National Library Week is set up by the American Library Association, and so they choose the dates. And so all libraries across the nation just kind of recognize the importance of libraries in communities during this week. And so we like to celebrate in different ways. We have the contest. We have some free things to give out at the library. We have cookies. And we have some fun magnet clips. And it's just a time to bring awareness of how significant the library is in a community and how it encourages literacy for all ages.
Yeah, literacy is so important. I know there are plenty of studies out there that say if kids can read, that opens them up to really everything else, math, science, all the things, because you need that base of reading. What drew you to being a librarian?
Well, I've always loved reading ever since I was a little girl. And I can remember going to the library and looking in the shelves for a book that was mysterious, that nobody else knew about. And sometimes I would find books that were really old, and then I found out that everybody in the world knew about this wonderful book. But it was always intriguing to me to go to the library and to find a great new story that would take me somewhere else or that I could learn about somebody else. When I was a little girl, I loved to read biographies, but they had to be about women, which was kind of fun for me, except for I did read about Albert Einstein, which was awesome. So I think that as we begin literacy for children, especially for young children, and they feel comfortable opening up a book. They know what the front cover is, the back cover, the spine, and the title, and how they are supposed to hold a book, that it begins that journey into literacy. When we have so many available resources with technology or with printed books, it is just a great world to help open up knowledge throughout their entire lives.
Yeah. the library has so many things that happen there, so many resources that you can have there, of course the books, but tell us about some of the other things that the Madison Library District has available for people who live in the district.
So you can get a library card if you live within our district, or we also have a program where people that live in outer districts such as Sugar City or St. Anthony and these areas around here, you can come and get a library card. And that will allow you to check out items at our library. And you only need to bring in a picture ID and proof of your address or verification of where you live. And then you can also sign up. Once you get a library card, you can participate in the Libby program, which is our online library. And believe it or not, once you have done that, you can sign up for library collections online all the way from Boise to Pocatello to Blackfoot. We're all sharing together so that we can share copies of books that might be very popular. You might be able to get an audiobook from Blackfoot Library that you would not be able to get from our library.
Yeah, just kind of a shared resources.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people use Libby and maybe they don't even realize that this is an actual library resource.
Yes, it is a library resource. You do have to sign up for all the different libraries, though. And if you have a problem doing that, you can come in and talk to a librarian. We also have some information on how to do that online.
Yeah. What other resources do you have available that people may not realize?
Well, we definitely have a lot of programs, which is what I do.
Yes.
I love what I do. I get to do programs for the littles, for babies, which is called Book Babies. And we have that every Wednesday at 9:30. And we also have toddler time. So those are for kids who are not ready for story time yet. They are just, they're learning how to walk. They're running all over. And they get to sit for one story. And then we get to have songs and dances and movement activities. It just gets them ready for story time, which is for 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. And that's for children who know how to sit on the carpet and listen to a couple of stories and have activities that go with them. So toddler time is on Mondays at 9:30 and Tuesdays at 9:30. I can tell you, we are starting something brand new, which is a Spanish story time.
Oh, excellent.
And Maria is coming to present Spanish story time because I do not speak Spanish. And those are Mondays at 10:30.
So directly following
toddler time. Correct. So, and then the regular story times are Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10:30. But it is so much fun. We love to see all of the littles in the library. And if you're unsure of which program to attend, you should attend the program. Just choose one a week and attend the program of your oldest child.
Yeah, that's good to know because I know a lot of people, they're kind of in limbo. Do we go to baby time or toddler? Yeah, so that's good to know. And you have programs, they don't stop there. They kind of grow with the kids.
They do. They really do. Oh, I should probably tell you about Blockfest.
So yes.
Blockfest is something that we do with the East Idaho Department of Health. And that will be this Wednesday at 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock, I believe. And they bring all of these blocks into the community room, and it's full of huge blocks and little blocks and wooden blocks and cardboard blocks and everything. And if you want to come and have a great time with your child, all they have to do is wear some socks and come for a block fest, which will be this Wednesday. But we also have a lot of other programs. We have a writers group for adults, which is very fun. And that is on Wednesdays, twice a month. For the tweens and the kids, we have what we call STEAM Tuesdays or STEAM Tuesdays. So every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we have an activity that has to do with science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And then for our teens, I wish I could just tell you everything, but we have
so many
a lot of things for teens. Everything from Dungeons and Dragons to Young League of Writers to cooking with a book and so many things for teens. If you are really interested, then you should go to our website.
Yeah. And I know the teens can get involved in another way as well. They can be on, what's the council called, the teen?
Oh, that is called our Teen Action Council.
Yes.
And all of our teen programs are planned and run by the teens on the Teen Action Council. So if you are a teen and you are looking for some leadership experience for National Honor Society, for college entrance applications, mm-hmm. it looks really good because you are giving of your time and your service, but you're also having a lot of fun while you're doing it, and you are learning leadership qualities while you are planning these activities.
Yeah, I know my kids were involved with this and had the teen party the other day and just had so much fun.
We did. It was a lot of fun. It was based on the Hunger Games, and it was, we shot bows and arrows in the library, and we had Nerf guns and made swords out of pool noodles and PVC pipe. It was great.
One of the ways that I participate in the library is the Mother-Daughter Book Club and the Books for Boys programs. And it's just amazing how you can read this book together and the various activities that you come up with and treats that are involved when you go and talk about this book. So I'll put in a plug for that.
Oh,
as well.
Thank you. I love Mother-Daughter Book Club and Books for Boys. So I did Mother-Daughter Book Club with my children whenever they were younger. And it was a lot of fun. But you know what? It all really comes back to the books. Everything that we do at the library always ends up coming back to the books and about literacy and encouraging literacy. So that's where all of these programs stem from, are from the books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's talk just real quick about what adults, they don't have, the kids are out of the house or they don't have kids. How does the library help them?
Oh, let me just tell you, we have so many things for adults in the library. Right offhand, I can tell you that we have kid discovery kits, but we have adult exploration kits, which is like if you get a hankering for learning about a certain topic, then come and check out one of these adult exploration kits because you can learn about everything that you want, everything from how to play the ukulele. I'm not sure if that one is still in circulation. Or about Scotland, or about astronomy, or maybe you want to learn how to knit. We have a lot of adult exploration kits. We also have some great activities for adults, too. And you can find those on our website also. So yeah. Not only the writers group, but we also have some adult makers activities, and these activities are focused on adults, so we do not have children attending those activities.
Yeah, a good time out from the kids, if
definitely,
you need
or a good date night.
Yeah, I know you also do like book clubs and things as well.
Yes, we do a book club, and the book club is great fun, and that is coordinated by our adult programming librarian, that would be Kathy Stanton, and she picks out some wonderful books. And so if you want to keep your mind going, then you can come and check out those books at the front circulation desk and attend the adult book club also.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to give back to the library, what's the best way to do that? Is it through service or through donating books, or what are some different ways people can help out?
So some of the different ways that you can help out to the library is through our foundation, which is the Madison Library Foundation. And we have a bookstore that is stocked with books that have been donated or books that have been taken out of circulation. And you can purchase books in the bookstore, the Wishing Well bookstore. You can also contact the foundation if you want to serve on the foundation. And we always need people on the foundation to help there. We are also looking for, every year we look for summer reading sponsors. So if you are a business that just loves the library and would like to participate with summer reading, you can also contact us about that too.
Yeah. I know we're a couple months away from summer reading, But what are some things you're getting planned for that time of year?
Well, our theme this year is Adventure Begins at Your Library. And this is really cool. We have been working with the Chamber of Commerce to do another combined program during this summer that will start with the Chamber of Commerce, which is called Ready, Set, Recharge. And we're going to be part of that with the Chamber. And it will be kind of connected a little bit to, at least our stop will be with summer reading, but Ready, Set, Recharge will be adventures that you will get to go on throughout Rexburg, and kids can collect little dog tags to put on a necklace after they do activities. But with summer reading, that will also be part of Ready, Set, Recharge. We will have so many fun activities for you to do that help you to have an adventure. And it'll all start with books, but you can do so much more.
Yeah. And sign up for that is June 3rd. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, it's coming fast.
It is coming fast.
Awesome. Are there any other things that people should know about the library as we celebrate National Library Week?
Just come in and say hi. If you do not have a library card, let us help you get a library card. Even students can get library cards. And our library has so much to offer. We have one of the largest collections ever of books that have been written by members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We have movies and DVDs. So if you feel like you don't want to pay for streaming and you happen to have a DVD player, we have a lot of those. And we just would love to get to know you if you want to come by and say hello.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Gina Miller, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Brandon.